They were on the air. I'm going to go ahead and call this Government Operations Committee meeting to order. Time is 1:05. Meeting is scheduled until 3 p.m. I anticipate we'll probably take up all of our time. Roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton? Congresswoman Gibbs?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Norris?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked Johnny Williams to say an afternoon prayer for us.
First of all, thank you, R.J. It's always an honor to be asked to do something like this. And I'll tell you where it's even more of an honor. We've only got two individuals in here who are my elders. So puts me in a little higher category. Thank you. Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the time you've given us. I want to thank you for allowing us to be with you. We pray for your guidance in leading our nation to whatever you have in store for us. Please provide your blessing upon our congressmen and individuals. Each congressman, an individual blessing on each. Thank you so much for giving us such a day that we can meet and discuss several projects that are ongoing. All the things that you've given us, we give you thanks. Thanks to you, Fonda. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Williams. Glad you're here. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Please review the minutes from April the 4th.
Motion to approve the minutes for April 4th.
Second.
Motion to approve the minutes for April 4th by Congresswoman Goodfox, seconded by Congressman Mason. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCR 1807, a resolution to approve a memorandum of understanding between the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the Osage Nation. Sponsor is Congressman Norris. Congressman Norris, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you. This resolution is first of all, I've invited Mr. Lorenzo and Mr. Williams down from the executive branch to participate in this, since they have quite a bit of knowledge in regard to this, memorandum of understanding and what the program is, and how it will better improve the veterans' chances of obtaining a direct loan through the Veterans Administration. Resolution states is to approve a memorandum of understanding between the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the Osage Nation. On October the 18th of 2017, Chief Standing Bear received a memorandum from the Department of Veterans Affairs, and basically it says the Department of Veterans Affairs would like to extend an invitation to participate in our Native American Direct Loan Program. And the Native American Direct Loan Program is created through Public Law 102-547, and it's to help eligible Native American veterans construct or improve homes on federal trust land. A veteran's tribe or other appropriate tribal organization must sign a memorandum of understanding with the VA and adopt appropriate ordinances and procedures in order to participate in the program. It's my understanding that this memorandum of understanding does not legally commit the tribe to any obligation to purchase a home if the veteran defaults on a loan. But it's only a requirement that the VA has through the Native American Direct Loan Program to create a memorandum of understanding with the veteran's tribe. At this point, I'd like to call Mr. Lorenzo and Mr. Williams up to the table, and perhaps they can give us a little more information on the program itself.
Okay, sounds good. Welcome.
Thank you. Did you sit at the table?
Yes, please.
Sure. Have a seat. You want to start or you want me to?
Well, basically, this is there's four pieces necessary in completing this project. First one is an MOU. Second is a tribal resolution. And then the third is a copy of any tribal leasehold documents that we might need. And then relevant portions of any tribal housing or foreclosure codes that and this all goes into a package. We submit this to the VA. Their attorneys look it over, and then they decide if we've met all their criteria.
This is a direct loan program from the Veterans Administration. We've had several veterans come back. They've got restricted land, living in the village, going for a home loan. They're turned down. They don't want to deal with restricted or trust land. And that is Stillwater, Omni, Fairfax, Ponca, Pulaska. It just is ridiculous that we have young people coming back from combat right now who have to live with their parents. They've got no home of their own. They've got no jobs at this point. They're back. They've been seen by the VA. They've had their exam. Now they can get eligibility to purchase a home loan, have a place to live while they look for a job or become employed. Most of your veterans today are trained in an area where they get out and they can find jobs almost immediately. At the same time, the VA has agreed that they will not pursue repossession of a home should there be a default. They will send an individual down to counsel with the veteran. They'll work with them to make up any payments they're behind. They've worked with one veteran for over 5 years already on a different reservation, and they have not tried any attempt to repossess the home. They will, if the veteran decides, yes, I'm not going to pay it, just definitely denies paying it, they'll ask the tribe first. We have the right to first declination. We can say, no, we really don't want to buy the home. Then they will approach the family of the veteran or another veteran to refinance the home for them. But we've had veterans even in the Vietnam era come home, and even back then they would not give a home improvement loan. They would not give a direct loan for a home, to purchase a home. This is not a new program. It's been in operation now, let's see, back, I know 2002, because I looked at it back then, and we just didn't have the support to get anything passed to put this in place. But right now, we have so many other people coming back. They need our help one way or the other, and they need to get whatever benefits they can from the Veterans Administration. So that's basically it in a nutshell.
Okay. Any more comments? Mr. Norris?
Reading a sample MOU, I do not see in the memorandum itself that it requires waiving any type of limited sovereign immunity for the tribe, and also or the court of jurisdiction who has that may decide on any cases will first go to the Osage Nation Trial Court. So it appears from reading the sample MOU that this in itself does not commit the tribe to enter the nation to any responsibilities to go in and purchase the home. Throughout the document, I believe it clearly states that the VA will work with the veteran in how to keep up on their payments, and if there is a threat of foreclosure on the property, they will do everything within reason to avoid that. That's the way I understand it.
What administrative role does the nation play? Is there an administrative role that the nation takes on?
Actually, the loan is strictly between the veteran and the Veterans Administration.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like
the only thing we're doing is it's going to be on trust land. So they want to build a home in the village. Then they'd have to get the lot and approval to go ahead and build a home. That's the only thing we would be obligated to do. If an individual only has lifetime use, a veteran has lifetime use of restricted land, they have to produce documentation. Yes, they have lifetime use. They don't have to own the land, but if they got lifetime use, the VA will accept that. But the tribe, as far as any waiver of sovereign immunity, any financial obligation, they don't have any. We're just saying, yeah, we'd like to help the veteran with this project.
Congressman Mason.
You mentioned there were four things that needed to be in this MOU. When I was looking at our resolution, are those four things in there? Or that's what I guess Mr. Norris.
No, this is one of the four pieces that are required.
And the other three then are what do you need from us to make this happen?
Just
that?
Yes, just a resolution okaying that we have an MOU with the VA. That's really all.
And you develop all the
yes.
other kinds of things that go along with it as you submit it mm-hmm. once we're able to do this. I commend all of you in regards to taking care of our veterans and their needs that come this way. It's not the only decade that these kinds of things have happened, but at least we have something that I think might be able to assist our veterans and perhaps our families to get them situated so they'll have a better adjustment back. Thank you.
Congressman Norris.
Being a veteran, a number of years ago, quite a number of years ago, when I got my first discharge, I applied to the VA for a certificate of eligibility for a home loan. And within that home loan, I could, if I where I could borrow up to a certain amount of money to either construct or renovate or remodel an existing home. But I couldn't find a lender because I have a restricted home that would loan me the money to do this. I went to the local banks, and because it is restricted property, they would not consider loaning me any money on it unless I, well, I had to jump through many hoops, one of them being going to the Bureau of Indian Affairs and working through the Bureau of Indian Affairs to get a release, so to speak, that would say that if I defaulted on the loan, well, then the lender would have a right to then go ahead and foreclose or whatever is necessary. I would like to see our veterans have an opportunity to work directly with the Veterans Administration in obtaining a direct loan rather than having to go through some of these lending institutions and try to obtain funding in that matter, because it's just very difficult for a lender to even consider loaning money on trust or restricted property. With that being said, that's all I have to offer at this time.
Congressman Maker.
Yes, I would like to say that just going along with what Congressman Norris just said, I too had my certificate of eligibility for a VA home loan up to, I think it's $120,000, and about, I applied for mine about 30 years ago, and I too was turned down, and it's not just because my credit, it was because of all these banks, just the first thing they'll tell you, oh, we don't do VA loans at all. That's the first thing they'll tell you. I mean, well, I don't care if you have the greatest credit in the world and everything's perfect, they still don't do it.
Any more discussion? Congressman Mason.
I'd like to make a motion to report out ONCR 1807 with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion to report out by Congressman Mason, seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Resolution ONCR 1807 is advanced to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hopefully that made your day better.
Yeah.
Whatever we can do to help, Greg.
Thank you.
I'm going to go get more water.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Who's that?
Next item on our agenda is consideration of ONCA 17-121, an act to amend 19 ONC section 3-106 of the Osage Nation Workforce Pay Performance Act to clarify merit performance recognition and merit compensation structure and funding and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Edwards is making her way to the table.
Well, I was trying to get this committee substitute to print. I'm having technical difficulties.
Okay.
Can you give me a 5-minute recess so I can get the secretary to help me?
Take a brief,
without
objection, we're in a short recess to get the committee substitute printed off.
All right. Yes.
I'm just pointing that out. So we should make it.
Oh, okay.
I'll just make it the rest of the way to the counter.
Thank you.